Welcome to the Meet the People podcast, a podcast which takes you inside Atlas Copco and interviews some of our great people who make it happen.
Today, we are joined by Brittany Boudreau, who's one of our service technicians down in the Jacksonville area. Is that correct, Brittany?
Yes, sir. Out of Jacksonville, Florida.
So, Brittany, you're obviously a proud member of the veteran community, and you're also currently serving in the, is it the Army or the Navy Reserve that you're currently serving in?
Yes, sir. I was active duty for 4 years in the Navy. I was an aviation electrician, and I got out in 2021 and ended up with Atlas. I've been with Atlas for about a year now. I'm in the Navy Reserve Unit, and I'm actually stationed right here out of Jacksonville, Florida right now.
And tell us, what do you, when you're part of the Army or Navy Reserve in this case, I mean, what does that mean? Of course, you have to do a certain amount of hours, I think, to keep up your training and those types of things. Just tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so for reserve individuals, I believe it's across all branches, to my knowledge. We do, our minimum is you go 1 week in a month and then 2 weeks out of the year. And like I said, that is the minimum. And depending on the unit and stuff you're stationed with, sometimes you'll have certain other requirements and things. So 2 weeks out of the year, though, is the big one, where you have 2 weeks a year you have to go in for full time. It's on actual written military orders.
And as a someone who's sort of managing a civilian job and also managing that, as a company, your Atlas Copco as a company, you're supported in going away to do these 2 weeks?
Every company has different rules and regulations and stuff, and I have thoroughly enjoyed Atlas. They're very understanding, and it's sort of an uncomfortable thing sometimes being a reservist, because you do have a full-time job you go to all the time. And then having to say, unfortunately, I have to step away for some time, isn't the best feeling sometimes. And Atlas has kind of met me with a warm hug in that situation and helped me out a lot. And I'm very appreciative of that.
Oh, fantastic to hear. And you're a service technician. Tell us a little bit about what that entails.
It's a remote job for the most part. We have small local locations for our like work centers and shops if we need necessary tools and things. But my day-to-day usually is I have a schedule and I go out to different locations. On average, it's sometimes, 2 hour drive out and back is my furthest probably on average. And I go on down calls if stuff's down, troubleshooting if there's some errors and things like that, regular PMs, so doing preventative maintenance to help the customer, and all sorts of things. Learning a lot. I in the Navy am an electrician on aircraft, and here with Atlas I do a little bit of everything. I feel like I'm almost working like five jobs at once, but not like the actual workload of five jobs. I'm learning like five different things, and it's quite nice actually getting to see a little bit of everything.
So you're an electrician or stroke mechanic on big airplanes on the weekend and big and small air compressors in the week. Is that a fair salary?
Yes.
Okay. Tell us, how does a strange question maybe, how does a of course, other than size, how does working on a big airplane compare to working on an air compressor? What's similar and what's completely different?
In the maintenance and technical side of it, honestly, if you look at it broad enough, it's all the exact same. Electronics are the same. Pneumatics are the same. Oil, all the basics. It's, if you look at it, like I said, in a broad spectrum, it's all quite similar. But the big difference is, and working on airplanes in the military, I have one job. I stick to that electrical job predominantly. You can, stray and get other qualifications and stuff, but your day-to-day stays mainly with that electrical. So working with Atlas and on the compressors, my day-to-day, I can be doing, you know, a mechanics job and working more so on the pneumatics and oil side of things, or, and, you know, the day after I can be only working on electrical. So it's quite similar. It's just day to day is where it changes.
And then I think you mentioned something about learning sort of the equivalent of five jobs at once a little bit earlier, but you're also still going to school as well, I think, right? Tell us a little bit about that.
I am, yes. I'm just going kind of part-time right now. This is summertime, so I'm taking two courses this summer and then more in the fall and so on. I've done throughout my Navy career up until now in my regular career, I've got about 2.5 years of college behind my belt. So I've done college alongside working for quite some time, and I've chosen to get a degree in electrical engineering at this point. Up until now, I had kind of stuck with general education and hadn't fully decided on a degree up until quite recently. And the reason I chose this was I personally do align more with the electrical side of things. But in both of my careers, a lot of these courses and stuff that I have and will be taking in the future align a lot with. And I'll learn more in depth what I actually do on my day to day. So when I'm like going on a job and a down call and I'm troubleshooting something and I'm looking at programming and stuff, for instance, I'll be in a programming course actually upcoming in the fall, and I'll learn the more in depth behind the scenes of what actually I am changing. I'll learn more behind that. And that's why I chose to do that. And I think it's quite interesting to get to learn more about what's getting made for the buttons I'm actually pressing to be done.
When we spoke a little bit earlier, as you was transitioning out, you know, you mentioned that it was a little bit daunting, and you know, when you were looking at companies. And so just tell us a little bit about your experience of becoming a veteran and transitioning to civilian life, and then, you know, a little bit about your experience and how you found out about Atlas Copco.
Yes, leaving the military from active duty to kind of more of the civilian lifestyle is what we call it. It's very intimidating. Most people are understandably quite excited, but a lot of people don't talk about the intimidation that lies behind the excitement. And when you start applying for jobs and things, I can more personally speak on the side of the technician side, a maintenance side of having a job in that area. You come to, like, for instance, in America, you know, we have certain certifications and things that we have to have a regular job in the civilian world. And they don't really talk about that too much in the military because we don't go by those standards. And it was quite hard to find a job. Like, if I wanted to go and be an electrician on aircraft, not on the government side of work, I would have to have certain certifications that I did not hold because we don't need them in the military. So finding, even getting that first interview was quite difficult, and it was discouraging a lot in the beginning. And finding Atlas, I honestly found it just through job searching, looking, you know, hours and hours online, trying to find what are sorts of companies that do anything even remotely similar. What's something I think that I can do? And Atlas just came up, like, honestly, just through a quick Google search. And I saw that they had a position, and they immediately, I interviewed, and even just through my interview, I learned a lot. I was actually on military orders with the reserves when I was looking for jobs. So I didn't even fully do an initial interview for a while. I just kind of had a phone call with somebody to learn a bit more. And I learned a lot and realized that this might, you know, be something that's great for me, because I technically don't need a specific certification, because I'm not an electrician that has to sign something specific off. I don't have to have this certain certification or qualification. And I think that's where it's kind of daunting and a little intimidating for people when they're getting out.
I can imagine. And then tell us, just tell us a little bit about the experience or the start with Atlas Copco. So what the interview process was like, and then what sort of training that you've been on. And you've been here about a year, is that correct?
Yes, sir. Been with Atlas almost a year now. And interview process was, for the most part, remote. I didn't do anything in person until it came down to the final decision making. I had great conversations with them on the phone. Like I said, I spoke with one of them almost, I think, for an hour and a half or so and learned a lot about Atlas. So I had a great conversation and the interview process was amazing. This Air Academy that we have that we go to has been very, very helpful from the initial onboarding class orientation that we go through up into like our individual courses, unit specific and like job specific. It's very similar to a lot of things we do in the military. We go to schools when you have a job that you've picked or gotten, and they train you very similar to the way Atlas does. They train you for the basics so that they know that they're sending you out on the job and you know at least the basics. And we have in Atlas all of the resources available for the most part. If not a resource of a document, you have someone that you can call if you need help further than the knowledge that they've given you. And it's very similar to the military.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that. Really nice comparison, actually. But you mentioned something earlier. You compared Atlas Copco Group to Disney. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, I actually really like using that comparison. Being out of Jacksonville, Florida, I'm quite close to the big Disney World down here in Orlando. So when you mention Disney, pretty much anyone around here knows about it and definitely probably goes frequently. So when you go to customers' sites and something's wrong with the machine, it's sometimes an uncomfortable situation when you realize like they probably haven't used the proper part or the proper oil or what have you. And I like to use Disney as a comparison because if you go to Disney World, what are you going to do? You're going to do what their instructions on their website and stuff says. It says, you know, you're going to buy this ticket here. Here's all your rules and your regulations for your ticket, the days you can use it, and XYZ, and you're going to follow all of that. And if you don't, and you decide to buy from an outside source of some sort or the improper website, you might show up to Disney World on the day with your ticket and you're going to have some problems and you're not going to be able to get in or what have you. And I think it's the same thing with Atlas. Atlas is, and Disney is amazing, you know, and Atlas is amazing. I think units run so, so well as long as they're used to the T by the instructions.
Great analogy. I love it. Final question I have to ask. So just if you were describing Atlas Copco to, you know, to someone who hadn't heard of us, you know, I'm talking more the sort of culture than what we do. How would you describe Atlas Copco to somebody who's transitioning out of the military?
I would describe personally Atlas Copco as something that, to be honest, I felt like saved me. Like I said, it was a hard struggle for me when I exited the military, finding a job and that I wanted and also that I could qualify for and enjoy and do very similar things. And getting an opportunity with Atlas was like one of the best things I could have been offered. And I didn't know it at the time. I really didn't. I took a job, you know, because for the most part, everybody needs a job. We have to pay to live. And that's honestly in the moment why I took the job. And I've been so thankful within, you know, days of working with Atlas that I didn't even realize how big of a company and honestly big of an opportunity this was for me. I just actually went home this weekend and saw a bunch of, you know, people I grew up with and things. And everybody asked, you know, what are you doing? And I felt proud and very, very happy to be able to say what I was doing and, you know, be able to tell people too that, you know, this is a giant company and your job also can align with things and jobs that we have. And people, it's a very niche community and people didn't really know about it, but it was funny because most of the people I talked to either knew a company that was a part of one of our brands or worked. Actually, I ran into somebody that worked for one of our brands, or they didn't even know any of everything and we're just like mind blown.
No, wonderful. Look, Brittany, that was This is one of the most enjoyable podcasts I've ever done. So thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate your insight. We'll be sharing it with Heroes Make America and various other organizations. But thanks for all you do as a service technician as well within Atlas Copco. And again, thank you so much for giving us the insight.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you having me on here.